This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past 7 after the hour. It's an hour that we set aside every week now, your opportunity to hear discussions of the issues of the week on the major news talk radio broadcasts around the country, monitored by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk industry. In essence, they are listening to the shows, they're listening to the hosts, they're listening to the stations to come up with this list. So I've invited Rich McFadden to come in, as is usual, as often as we can get him into the studio, along with Joe Crummy, who's
evil.
He's really evil.
I'm so sorry.
You can go to iTunes and find his Evil Thoughts podcast every day. He's rocking and rolling and... He's rocking with Donald Trump at the G20. Who's going to get punched out? That's part of what we'll talk about, I guess, a little bit here today. Victoria Keelan is here as well to represent the intelligentsia of the world.
Right. She represents the smart people. I represent the dumb people.
She is the evil people.
Yeah. All right. Evil and good. We've got evil and good on this program together. So, let me go through the stories according to Talkers. These are the top 10 from this past week. Sports talk radio, what's happening at Wimbledon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Major League Baseball, maybe the most interesting story of the week is the umpire, the Dominican umpire, who's taking a shot at Joe Torre because he, poor fellow, doesn't think he's getting a fair shake. Maybe he's not because he's a lousy, according to the world of baseball. How many people knew this, by the way? I'd asked that around the table.
I didn't know anything about it, and I heard you guys talk about it. Are we to assume that Joe Torre doesn't like this guy because he's a racist? Is that what this is
about? No, we're to assume this guy sucks because all the players who do a report card on umps every year say this guy is the worst or one of the worst.
He got voted the third worst, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe he does suck, okay? Yeah. You suck, all right?
So he's suing, Angel Hernandez is suing the MLB over discrimination.
First of all, that's racist. It's Angel. All right, number one. All right, Rich, just stay cool. Dude.
That is awesome.
Well, if we really want to start, if we want to roll this back and be correct, he's Cuban, not Dominican.
Right.
Bono.
Whatever.
Another shot.
Now he's going to sue you, Doug.
It's a big jab, yes.
Everybody's going to sue everybody when their feelings get hurt.
Let's sue everybody.
Yep, my feelings are hurt. I'm suing you.
Okay, thanks very much, Rich. If that were the case,
he said I wasn't good.
If you sued me every time I hurt your feelings, maybe the other way around. You've hurt my feelings more than I've ever.
Oh yeah, I've belittled you.
All right, hey, you guys.
Hug it out.
Show, okay, you guys can cry this out after the show, right?
Exactly.
Now.
Okay.
All right, next.
I love you, man.
Thank you. I love you too, Richie. Number 9 on the list of topicality here, the ethics chief, the federal ethics chief has resigned. Are we to assume from that he's unethical, or there's so much unethical behavior in the federal government that he can't possibly keep up? Which of those two are
the
third?
I think we can assume from that he's a wuss and he can't handle his new boss, so he just...
Right on, baby. Yeah, that's it.
Is that because his new boss is so unethical? Is that the idea the news media would have?
Well, he has a history. I mean, he has a history of complaining about the lack of ethics with the administration.
The guy who's the ethics chief
resigned.
Or Trump?
Yeah. No, the guy who resigned.
The guy who resigned lost
the Staub.
He said
Staub.
He said, we have a record of being the most ethical government in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, sitting...
Well, that's a non-sequitur, number one.
Like, he's sitting on this high chair.
Ethics government doesn't mix. It's military intelligence all over again. Doesn't mix.
All right.
Do I sound, cynical?
Moderately. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Next, number 8 on the list of the top 10 this week. The Voter Fraud Commission has been stymied. No. Is voting fraud in our country? And the Russians are behind it? Or not? Well, actually, Putin and Trump can wrestle it out at the G20. That can be one of the things they have. They can do arm wrestling or the best 3 out of 4. What are they?
It should be mud wrestling. That's it.
Yeah.
Putin likes to take his shirt off. That'll be fine. Yes. Trump will just do it in his 80s looking suit.
No, stay in a suit. I like Mr. Trump a lot.
I saw Trump wrestling this past week, and he threw down that guy in the WWF.
That was awesome, by the way.
That was from the 90s.
Right. By the way, that's how bad things are. That's the number one, to fast forward, that's the number one item this week.
So
you can tell it's a vacation week. The number one item, according to the Talker's research, is the wrestling video. Give me a break. Please.
That's awesome.
If I were Putin, I'd be worried.
So awesome.
Okay. All right. Number seven, celebrating the 4th of July. How many people saw the Capitol 4th, that show that's on every year on PBS with John Stamos?
I don't know. Did the Beach Boys play again?
Yep. They did. And the Four Tops, they were there.
My God. You could watch that show from 1977, and it would be the same.
No, it was 1994 was the first one, because I was there. 1 million people watched the Beach Boys on the Mall until what's-his-face decided we were all a bunch of sinners.
Can I ask you guys a question?
You're talking about James Watts? That was
James
in the Reagan era.
Yeah. Anyway, can I ask you guys a question about fireworks for a second? In L.A., it was like constant mortar fire. It was like watching a Civil War era battle. I mean, it was intense. It's never been like this. I credit Trump, okay, because America's back, baby. That's what I credit. Was it like that in New York? Was it like that in Framingham? Was it like that in D.C.? I want to know.
I mean, New York, we always have our Macy's, you know, the big ones. So that's pretty much what it is. I think the night before, Jersey City may have done something in Hoboken, but nothing on that scale.
Northern Virginia here, Joe.
Was it out of control?
It's legal to try and blow your phalanges off with explosives. So before and the week after, it's just constant boom, boom, boom.
That's cool. See, I like. You know what I like about it? It was, I follow Sarah Silverman on Twitter, and she hated it, and I just loved every bit of that. She was having a rough time. That's great.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that was interesting that we talked about earlier this week on the DJV show, this was the first year that I saw signs, like lawn signs, road signs on the New Jersey Turnpike that said, "Please be respectful of veterans with PTSD." And this must have been.
What about dogs? What about being respectful?
Dogs. I know, but you know, if people are lighting off extra, you know, make America great again, well, you know what, you're completely disrespecting our veterans who must have been the worst night of their lives. And there were down in South Jersey, there were a lot of incidents of people calling hotlines and things because of the fireworks.
Oh my God. So now it's not cool to do fireworks now.
Isn't cool. What's the point? I will tell you, other than the show, and Richie, I was thinking about you, whether you can even see these sorts of things, because if you watch that show on the 4th, the evening of the 4th, Tuesday night, John Stamos, as I said, was very good. He was neat, very pleasant. It was cool. But then, as night fell toward the end of the broadcast, you could see for 4 or 5 minutes, they just did a panorama of all the fireworks going off against the buildings in Washington. And it was magnificent. It was beautiful. It was so well-timed. It was well-executed. Yeah. It was done very well.
I haven't been down to D.C. to see the fireworks down there because it's just a madhouse down there, getting in and out of the city. Impossible. Yeah. But let me tell you something. It's a show. If you've never done it, you should do it. Just stay at a hotel and walking distance so you don't have to worry about traffic.
Yeah, right. Well, when I was surprised when they had the performance from a lady who was sick, the dress rehearsal the night before was the same as far as the crowd is concerned. There were huge crowds.
Yeah, the dress rehearsal
it's like the regular show. Yeah. Right.
Did they do the fireworks the night before as well?
No.
No. They did everything else.
Just the stage show.
Yeah.
And that's actually the one to go see.
Yeah, I could get that, yeah.
Okay. Right, yep. All right, let's see. We'll pause for a moment or two, then get back to the list of the top stories according to Talkers Magazine. You can check it out at talkers.com, where there's Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Lots of cool things going on in the world of conversation radio, and we have the overview for you here. 16 past the hour. If you are worried about your blood pressure, if you're worried about your cholesterol, if you don't know what your triglyceride number is, if your arteries are not not healthy and the doctor says, we've got to do something for you, I'm going to send you directly to the place and get the answer for you as to what to do if you have a problem with your blood pressure, or you have a problem with your arteries, or you're having a problem with your brain. The bottom line here is there's a product called Super Beets. Super Beets. That is nitric oxide personified in a beet. Mother Nature's done great things, and one of them is to put all the things that you need into the food that we produce. So the folks at Super Beets grow these non-GMO beets. They cook them, then they dry them. They have a special patented process to dry the beets. They powder them, put them in a canister. You get a 30-day supply in every canister. And what happens is the nitric oxide content of the beets opens up your arteries so that the blood gets to your brain, to your muscles, to the extremities, all the micro vessels in your body. So everything is functioning so much better. You live longer and happier and healthier, I'm going to bet. By doing things like this, helping support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels is what you need as you get older. So starting in your 40s, you need to have Super Beets around and take, get involved in that program. Richie is involved. We haven't got Joe involved. Victoria's involved in it. Maybe we should send some of these to Joe, wake him up a little bit so he's not so evil.
Yeah, because he's in such a coma. Yeah,
that's what I need. I need Super Beets. Please.
800-655-4183 or Joe. You can go to DougLikesBeets.com and find out everything you need to know. Free shipping if you use my name. I bet you didn't know that was one of the benefits of being here. You get an order for Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com. You get the first, in the first order, you get a 30-day supply free. You get the free shipping. You get a book called Beat the Odds. You're all set. Ready to learn about your body and to make it better? Go to DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets or order online. I'm sorry, you order them online at DougLikesBeets.com. Order them on the phone if you want at 800-655-4183. Joe, you got that or you want me to repeat that number?
Yeah, but please do it again. Please.
800-655-4183 for Super Beets.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A World Health Organization review of more than 1,000 studies concludes that being obese increases your risk for 13 types of cancer, including breast, liver, pancreatic, colon, uterine, and ovarian.
There are many different theories out there that make a lot of sense. One is that many of these cancers may be associated with abnormal or imbalanced hormone levels in the body. And we do know that fat cells play a major role in imbalancing hormone levels within the body.
Mayo Clinic oncologist Dr. Timothy Moynihan says inflammation is also known to play a role in the development of cancer. And in patients who are obese,
we can measure inflammatory markers within their system, and these are significantly elevated.
If you are obese, Dr. Moynihan recommends losing weight, not only to reduce your risk of developing cancer, but for your overall well-being and health. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Be Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the action here at 23 and change after the hour. The charts we're overviewing for this past week, week of the 4th of July, on duty as usual, is Joe Crummy, who is the host of a podcast called Evil Thoughts.
Thank you.
You can Google and find his body slamming can be seen and heard at iTunes. Also, we're graced with the presence of Victoria Keelan, who last week at this time was celebrating her marriage, her honeymoon, mm-hmm. her love, her life.
And are you guys still married?
Yes.
How's it going so far?
It's going very well.
Yeah. See, Joe and his evil thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
You made it a week. That's pretty good.
Fine. All right. Rich McFadden, controls in our studio in Washington with Joe and Victoria. So we've gone through the sports talk radio items at 10, the ethics chief resigning number 9, voter fraud number 8, 4th of July number 7. So we're at number 6, which is the sad story, anger, I think is more appropriate when I hear stories like this. The police officer whose name was Mio Sotis Familia was doing paperwork in her cruiser. Guy comes along and blows her away. That's it. That's the whole story. Then the cops find him and shoot him. I guess who is responsible for offing him? Anybody know the rest of the
cops? I think her partner was able to call for backup, and they were right nearby, and they chased him down, and he fired at them, and then they fired at him and killed him.
Mm. Yeah, he had a long record anyway, but yeah, it's a very sad story. You're exactly right.
Well, it's not end of story. The story is going to be what caused this guy. What was behind him?
Another lunatic with a gun will be with.
Well, I mean, he had a long record, and he had done I think a lot of time. Maybe he just had a beef about the cops.
Right, that's what I'm trying to get to, is whether this was a statement by, you know, somebody who hates the cops for whatever reason, and will we find out more about it? So
we are? What's there to find out? Guy's dead, that's the end of it. rather than looking at. I mean, what we have.
No, it's not the end of it. It's this constant beating on cops in the media.
Right.
That is so. It's not the end of it. The end of it will be when we have a CNN and all the rest of them.
This stop, is good. Now you go, boyfriend.
Stop covering every single little riot because somebody gets arrested and they don't think it's fair, or somebody robs a store and then they have a confrontation with police and they happen to be armed and they get shot and it's not fair and the police are the bad guys. So that's not the end of it. The end of it will be when police stop being the bad guys for doing their jobs.
Well, there are bad police and there are good police. The majority, fortunately, are good
at their job. That officer in that car was not a bad policeman.
No, she was just sitting there doing her paperwork. She wasn't even, she wouldn't have known this guy if she fell over him. He just walked up to the car and shot her for no reason. That reminds
because
me of
he
the thing that happened last year. Some guy walked up
to CNN. And, that's what it is. Right, Rich?
Some guy.
Right. We got this, right?
I don't think it's CNN. I think it's an attitude.
I think it's the coverage of police. My brother's a cop, so I'm going to defend him. And
this is a mentally ill person. I mean, this isn't just a regular person.
It's not a mentally ill person. It's a person that is getting persuaded by.
Oh, come on, Rich. I love you, but that's far-fetched.
By everything that the cops are out to get them.
So you're saying a totally sane. A totally sane person can watch enough CNN and then shoot a cop? I mean, come on.
No, you're right. Obviously, there's insanity, but the person is not. It's not like they're walking around, you know, and then just.
It's not a highly functioning person in society. This is a disturbed person who picked a cause, if you want to call it that.
Well, there's a lot of these disturbed people because this is happening a lot lately.
I know. There are a lot of disturbed people. That's
true. I was going to make a reference to what was it, last year some guy walked up behind a policeman and shot him in the head or shot him in the face or something for no reason.
That was also NYC, right?
However, there aren't nearly as many of those incidents as there are about cops shooting other people who don't deserve to die. So it's not exactly an even playing
field. Both sides of it,
I don't know if you can really pass the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Small-time figures not allowed, big-time figures only. Well, actually, all kinds of figures. As long as your mind's working, that's good. We enjoy your input, your thoughts. You can.
I was about to leave.
Really? Well, you're big. Yeah. Rich McFadden is here along with Joe Crummy, the Evil One, and
thank
Victoria
you.
Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. We review during this hour with these professional broadcasters, talk people, the charts. For your listening and dancing pleasure, there are things that are maybe music to your ears in terms of conversation, maybe not so much. We've been through the sports talk radio stuff. The ethics chief is number 9, voter fraud number 8, holiday week number 7, police officer shot in New York number 6. So we're at the health care plan, which is number 5, that continuing conversation of this nonsensical way to try to fix a problem that was created not by, well, it was created by lots of collusion with the insurance industry, the Obama administration. Now the insurance industry is in collusion with the Republicans and the Trump administration to bring you what is just as bad, just a different bad. It isn't fixing a damn thing. There's no prevention in this. There's no nothing. All these people that are in the news media that are screaming, 22 million people won't be covered. They won't be covered because they don't want to pay these crazy rates for this stupid stuff that would be pretty much wiped out if we spent a little bit of time, money, and effort on preventing most of the things that befall us. So,
well, you know, as the only woman here, there's a lot of women's health care issues that are not being covered at all. So
I'm not just
shooting
at that. I'm not.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing.
I agree with you though on the prevention part.
There's no parity. Women, men can have certain coverage for certain things under the health care plan. Women don't. Come on. This is the continuing conversation about this nonsense, which doesn't get to the heart of the problem, doesn't fix anything. All it is just another way of whitewashing what a bunch of screw jobs the insurance industry is. That's really all this is.
Yep.
Anyway, I've said my piece. Go ahead.
No, I agree.
I like it. I think the history of
like
insurance, at least since World War II, has been all about government interference in the private market. That's the history of health insurance in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it started back after the war. There were price controls and there were all kinds of salary caps that were imposed on the private sector by the government because they were worried about runaway inflation and all that stuff way back in 1946 or whatever it was. And it was the government saying you can only pay people certain amounts of money. So it was private industry that said, okay, well, can I offer something else to entice you to work for me? And that's how the whole thing about, that's why they call them benefits.
Benefits.
Right.
Yeah, the benefit of taking care of yourself should best be seen by you because you're the beneficiary of it. Instead, the taxpayer is paying for you to smoke and drink and eat bad foods and not exercise and not take care of yourself. And I'm paying the bill.
It's conspiracy. Hell with that. Well, you tell that to Victoria. I don't want to fight
with her. No, Victoria's right about there are certain things, if you're going to have insurance and you're going to have coverage, that there ought to be parity. There isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there
Viagra
should be any
will still be covered.
Stuff.
Right. Viagra will still be covered for old men who can't have fun in the bedroom, but yet...
There are some
the
young
birth
men that can't do it either.
Right, but okay, but it's fine. But there are a million things that birth control pills do for women's health, endometriosis, and a million other different things... ovarian cysts that are medical conditions, and that's not covered. That's ridiculous to me. That is ludicrous to me.
It's more than that. It's
offensive as a woman.
It's un-American.
That's just one of the million problems wrong with our health care system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The system is
don't
so
get
broke.
Stuck there. There's so much more. Go ahead.
So fucked, it's just...
Yeah.
Can I say that on the radio?
You did.
You didn't hit the button, Richie, did you?
No, I didn't. I let it go.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep moving here. Number four... Oh, my God. This is talking about beating a dead horse, especially a Russian horse.
CNN is all excited because evil Trump is meeting with Vlad today, and they're all, it's all Russia all over again.
Yeah, well, I mean, just around the table, what do we think their dynamic will be?
The Trump, Putin, in front of the public or behind closed doors?
Either one. That's a good distinction. Either one.
And the public will be, it'll be theater, and theater
friendly
personified.
Theater? Or both them posturing to look tough?
I think friendly theater,
mm-hmm.
But there'll be a little, there'll be positioned because they both want to be king of the heap.
Right.
So who pays more attention to me? Behind the scenes, they have a drink, although Trump doesn't drink, but they have... A let's straighten this out kind of conversation. What really happened here? What's really going on?
Mm.
That's behind the...
Right, and Syria, I think. Let's coordinate on Syria.
Right.
At least I'm hoping that's what they talk about. How do we finish the job? Russia won't back down on Syria, right?
Yeah. They refuse to back down on that?
Trump won't back down much either.
Right.
So.
Well...
I love the pictures of them together shaking hands where Trump is like a foot taller than him.
Mm.
What I
used to like was the pictures... Well, there are all these pictures in the White House, Trump and Merkel, and him not even looking at her. And then when Obama had Putin, it was the same basic thing. Obama wouldn't look at Putin. They had barely enough. He could just barely reach over to get a handshake into the picture because they really didn't like each other. And, the human dynamic.
What's there to like about Putin?
Somebody must like him.
Really? I don't think you can vote freely in Russia for anyone else but Putin.
You can't do that in lots of places in the world. You think that if we had an election tomorrow in North Korea, there'd be somebody else that would be running against Kim Jong-un?
When
Saddam Hussein was president, he got elected by, 97% of the population because the other 3% were killed because they didn't vote for him.
Right.
There is a contingent in Russia, though, that likes Putin.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got supporters.
There's a lot of old KGBers. The old people in Russia like Putin. The young people in Russia, it's the same in Iran. Pretty much, all right, you've started something, Richie, that's really very interesting, if I may, for a second. If you go around the world to societies that have any modicum of education whatsoever, and there is any modicum of democracy, I mean real democracy or feigned democracy, like in Iran. They kind of really do have democracy, but it's short-circuited by the Ayatollah. But if you talk to the man on the street in Iran, Iran's a very educated country, and the people there are fed up with the control the religionists have, the old religionists, the people who are Victoria's age and younger have had it. Sooner or later, there's going to be another revolution there. It may even not even be a revolution. It'll just be a revolution. Look at the guy who was elected, actually, last time and threw out I'm a dinner jacket, who was he's a Cro-Magnon. And so he got tossed, and the guy got back in, I think got reelected, as a matter of fact, recently. And that's the same in Russia. Young Russians are becoming, in spite of Putin and all of his stuff, much more educated, and they see what's going on. The Chinese, the same thing. You think that communism is going to survive in China? No. That stuff's not...
Said it before, and I'll say it again. Once everybody got the internet and they can buy salad shooters online,
right.
Communism is over. Done.
Yeah.
Okay. People see the rest of the world and they're like, I want that.
Yeah, and with things like in Russia, you know, being arrested for being gay and things like that, that's not going to last that much longer.
Putin better look out because they're going to arrest him.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, wow. Are you claiming Vlad is gay?
Bad Vlad.
I've said that
is
for
that,
years.
Who said that?
Really? I've said that for
that.
Years.
You said that Vlad's gay?
He's such a closet case. Oh, my God.
He's gay. That's cool. I've mentioned that.
That'll be the subject of today's evil podcast with Joe. Is Putin gay?
Not is he gay. He is gay. That's better. I like that.
Okay. All right, 43 past the hour. If you're hiring, I'm going to suggest that you, as the leader of your company or the leader of HR or the person who's in charge of finding whether it's a big company or a small company, the best person for the jobs that are available, I'm going to send you to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You could post your job to all these hundreds of job sites. Just one click. That's it. Remember, Pasilli? One ping only. And this is
one ping and one ping only.
Click only. Powerful technology. Efficiently matches the right person to your job. For example, if you were looking for somebody evil in your company, you'd find Joe Crummy instantly. Right? That's how it works at ZipRecruiter. Job sites all put together, and in 24 hours, you're going to find the best person for the job. If you need an evil person, you get Joe. If you need a good person, you get somebody else. No juggling emails, no calls to the office. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is the way to get your business into the 21st century. All sizes, all those who are qualified for the job, they'll be right there in their dashboard. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. Free. F-R-E-E. Use it free first time by using this as your entree. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Talk Radio Countdown with me underscoring what my real job here is. And that is a couple of times in each of the hours of the countdown to give you a rundown of the actual stories and the people on the list. So I'll spend a moment with the stories, starting with Sports Talk Radio. That's pretty much always traditionally number 10. The number 9 item on the story list from Talkers, federal elections chief, has hit the road. He thinks there's too much unethical behavior going on. Can't handle it. Voter fraud and how that commission has been investigating, but now feels like it's stymied because they can't get any information. Number 8, 4th of July and how we spent our holiday. Number 7, the killing of that New York City police officer. That's 6. Number 5 is the health care plan continuing to be discussed. Number 4, Russian elections and how they, well, not the Russian elections, but how they meddled in our election. Trump going to the G2 or G20 is number 3. Number 2 is the North Koreans. And number 1, the wrestling video.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A World Health Organization review of more than 1,000 studies concludes that being obese increases your risk for 13 types of cancer, including breast, liver, pancreatic, colon, uterine, and ovarian.
There are many different theories out there that make a lot of sense. One is that many of these cancers may be associated with abnormal or imbalanced hormone levels in the body. And we do know that fat cells play a major role in imbalancing hormone levels within the body.
Mayo Clinic oncologist Dr. Timothy Moynihan says inflammation is also known to play a role in the development of cancer. And in patients who are obese,
we can measure inflammatory markers within their system, and these are significantly elevated.
If you are obese, Dr. Moynihan recommends losing weight, not only to reduce your risk of developing cancer, but for your overall well-being and health. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
My challenge now is to go through the list of people. The names on this list are decidedly un-American, and I don't mean that to be a jerk. I just look at some of these things, and sometimes I wonder if I'm pronouncing them correctly because I don't want to be offensive. Yes, I do care about some things, folks, and being offensive, I have no reason to want to be offensive. Walter Schaub. Number 10 on the list of people, Barack Obama, number 9, Mitch McConnell, number 8. Notice I didn't mention that I call him the old fossil, as is normally the case. Number 7, the police officer who was executed in New York, Miyasotis Familia. Number 6, Xi Jinping from China. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, number 5. Kim Jong-un, number 4. Jeff Zucker from CNN's number 3. Andrew Kaczynski's number 2. And Donald Trump, no surprise there, number 1 on the list of people, according to Talkers Magazine this week. 47 past the hour, as our overview continues, talk radio's finest, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and the top 2 items on the story list. The test of the ICBM by the North Koreans, Kim Jong-un, Lung-bung, and his cohorts. So what do we think is going to be done? Never mind what ought to be done, because you got to believe there's going to be conversation at this G20 thing about this guy. And whether it's behind the door or open, you know, do we send in the SEALs? We send in a joint operation and pop them off. What happens? What do you think?
Well, you got to wonder about that. I mean, he is in violation of whatever UN protocol, whatever it's supposed to be here. And you're wondering, you know, where is everybody else on this?
Where is China on this?
Right, where's China on this? But I mean, I don't want to.
And I can tell you where China is. China is they don't want to do anything because they're able to trade a lot with North Korea, and they don't want to cut that money train off. So
yeah, they got a much bigger money train going with the USA, though. See, that's the thing. I mean, we are the biggest trading partner China has, except possibly the EU.
Well, then why aren't they doing anything about North Korea?
Let's face it. Yeah. North Korea's chump change compared to the United States.
See, I think that China loves having North Korea as a thorn in the U.S.'s side, and they don't want to do anything about it. It behooves them for us to have that crazy nut bird sitting there in our rearview mirror all the time.
Well, I think Trump's the right man for this, though, because his message is, look, you're doing business. Your future is with us, not with these guys. I think that's his message.
I just don't understand where everybody else is on this.
Where's the UN on this?
The best quote I heard all week was about Kim Jong Ding Dong, and said, the guy is crazy, but he's not suicidal. He wants his virgins in this life, not the next.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's got. That's what I've heard. He's got sort of this whole kind of love thing going on.
While he's nuts, he's not going to do anything to blow himself up.
All right, let's spend 60 seconds or less on the number one item this week because it's foolishness, and I have nothing. I think I've said what I'm going to say. about this. This is just such nonsense. The Trump wrestling video and CNN and all this crap.
Come on. Can we go around the table and say who thought it was funny and who didn't? Can we do that?
Yeah.
I haven't really seen it.
Ladies first.
I haven't seen it, but it was described to me, so I thought it was funny. I don't understand.
It's been like...
I was in Mexico, Rich.
Oh, that's right.
And she was a little busy, all right?
I was busy.
Looking in her husband's eyes.
Boom, yes.
Chicka, boom, chicka.
All right, Richie, what about you? We got 20 seconds.
I thought it was hysterical. Hysterical. Yeah.
How about you, Doug? Did you think it was fine? I don't know how you feel about it.
I'm so annoyed by all of this stuff. I'm fed up with CNN. I'm fed up with the references to them. I've just had enough. I'd like to get to some of the serious issues and stop with the attack on Trump for nonsense. It's 10 before the hour.
It's the Top Radio Countdown.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's making 53 after the hour. Time now for us to look at the charts for the week of July 3rd to the 7th of important technology news. Number 5 to number 1, that would be the job of Victoria Keelan, who will do twice as well this week, because she wasn't here last week. She's married. So now we're going to marry, in your mind, 5 important items, starting with how to book your travel plans in the future.
Well, I know. This is very futuristic, and I'm loving this. You can now use emojis to book your travel plans. There are 56 new emojis rolling out this year in addition to the currently, there's around 1,800 emojis, and it's becoming easier and easier to use them in various ways. A few companies are actually getting into the emoji travel search engine area. Kayak, which is one of the most popular travel search engines, has recently started letting users just type in an emoji into the search bar to book flights and hotels. So what they've done, there are 10 basic emojis right now that they're using. The Statue of Liberty, obviously, is New York City. A shamrock is for Dublin. A maple leaf, Toronto, etc. So all you have to do is just type in the emoji in the search engine, nothing else, no words. And so the next thing that they're probably going to work on are country flags.
The dumbing down of America, the dumbing just gets dumber. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. But the interesting thing is they want to put the next 15 city emojis into play, except some of them could be used, like a palm tree could be Beverly Hills or it could be Florida. So they're voting now. They want people to take a poll. So who gets a beer mug? I mean, I would probably think of Chicago with beer, maybe. But who gets a pretzel? Who gets a baseball? Who gets a cup of coffee? A high heel?
I'd think of Milwaukee. As with
oh, that's right. Milwaukee would be a good beer one, right? So the funny thing is, who gets the poop emoji?
Framingham.
Framingham. So that's the next thing. If you want to go on to Kayak, they have a poll right now that's running, and you can vote on what your city's emoji should be.
Number four on the list as we move ourselves toward number one of the hot hits.
Volvo announced this week that they are abandoning the traditional car engine and that they will no longer have vehicles that are solely powered by gasoline or diesel fuel by the year 2019. At that time, everything will be electric or electric hybrid. And if all goes according to plan, Volvo will be the first major automaker to completely abandon the conventional car engine. Of course, they are in the market now to keep up with Tesla. Tesla's been very successful. BMW has also announced that their very popular 3 Series vehicles later this year will have an electric version as well. So Volvo says it will launch 5 new fully electric cars between 2019 and 2021.
Number 3 on the list of focus on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook has another new way of identifying fake news, which we know is a big problem with Facebook, starting from the election. And so now they've changed their algorithm, and they found that Facebook users who post a lot, now a lot means 50-plus times per day, are often the ones sharing the fake news. These might be people who are being paid to do it, or they're just troublemakers. Facebook obviously doesn't know, you know, the motivation behind it, but they have at least identified these people. And so now, the way they've adjusted their algorithm, you will not be seeing those types of stories and those posts in your newsfeed. It's not a perfect system. It's yet another way that Facebook is trying to combat the problem, though.
Number 2 is a schmisher.
Smishing. Well, we've heard of phishing, and so now smishing is for text messages, and it sounds funny, but it is very serious. Cyber criminals are now trying to lure people into revealing their account information and open up themselves to identity fraud through text messages, and the way they're doing it is pretty sneaky. Bank of America has had a problem this week with people fraudulently sending text messages on their behalf, asking users to verify their PIN number and saying basically that there's a problem, a breach with their account, and that they need their PIN immediately. If you get a text message if you're a Bank of America customer and you get this text message, delete it immediately and call your bank and make sure nothing fraudulent has happened. They also warn that if you have signed up for a contest and you get a text saying that you won and you have to give some sort of information, don't fall for that either. And essentially, don't enter contests where you have to give out your phone number, your cell phone number, because that always ends badly. So don't
do that. Amazon Prime Day is coming, and that's the number one item in the tech stories of this week.
That's right. Amazon's unofficial holiday is Tuesday, July 11th. But for the first time, Amazon is extending shopping beyond 24 hours. You get early access at 9 p.m. Monday, July 10th, and the sale wraps up at 3 a.m. on July 12th. They say this year that this is the year, Amazon Prime Day, to get the best deal if you're looking for a brand new TV.
Really?
That's what they say.
Wow. All that information in just 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.